It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zayer.
Thank you, Peter. Our guest today is Lisa Hall. And Lisa is a member of our local League of Women Voters, and she's also our representative to the Ozarks Mental Health Network. And we're going to be talking about that in a minute. But first off, this program is airing on Monday, November the 6th, and I want to remind everyone that Tuesday, November the 7th, is an important election day in Greene County and our surrounding counties in Southwest Missouri. So don't forget to get out there and vote on Tuesday. So thanks for coming today, Lisa.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Great. Well, we want to talk about a special event that's coming up on Tuesday, November the 7th. Not voting, but another event that's going to happen tomorrow evening. It is a meeting with Dr. C.J. Davis, who is the new president and CEO of Burl Behavioral Health.
Yes, that's correct. The Ozarks Mental Health Network, we decided to have a fall meeting, and we knew that Dr. Davis had just been in town at his new job as CEO and president for about 3 weeks, and we asked if he would be willing to participate in a meet and greet so that more citizens in the community could get to know him and so that he could meet some concerned citizens in the community. And he graciously agreed to do so, and so it will take place on Tuesday night.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that a little bit more at the end, more detail. But maybe some people in our audience might not be aware of what the Ozarks Mental Health Network is.
Right, and I am so happy to have the opportunity to explain what the network is. The network has been developing since, you could say, 2013. It began when the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri decided to take on, for their local study, the subject of mental health and the accessibility and affordability of services here in Greene County. And so we set off to do that study. Usually studies just last for 1 year. And we had so many energetic League members involved in the study and so many practitioners in the community who were willing to talk with us that after 1 year, we decided to extend that study into another year. And we got so much cooperation and information from all kinds of entities in the community, whether they were counselors and therapists or the Greene County Jail, the police department, Burl Behavioral Health, just a host of other people like NAMI.
That's the National
Alliance on Mental Illness.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
So we continued to come together. At the end of that second year, we released a report. And we had a kind of a reception, I guess, and invited all of the community members who had participated and given us information. We presented the results, and then we asked them, you know, what are the next steps? What should we do? And they said, well, you should develop some kind of an organization and, you know, some kind of a network so that people can continue to communicate and know what services exist, what resources exist, and how we can communicate about the best ways to make sure that people, all kinds of people, are served in Greene County.
I think wasn't one of the findings, more or less, or what you heard from different segments of the community, was that there wasn't like one place to come together. One group would do their thing and another group would do something else, and they needed to have a place to come together and discuss what was happening.
Absolutely. There are so many caring entities and concerned folks in Greene County, but sometimes there were duplication of services. Sometimes new programs would pop up, but the people who were doing the counseling wouldn't even know about them. People were really excited in these first few network meetings to meet one another and know that there were shelters that they could refer to or that there was a hotline that could be utilized. It was wonderful to see the networking take place through the network.
And it's grown to be quite a group. There's a lot of different entities that have come together to participate.
So for the first year, the League of Women Voters really shepherded the network. There were three of us co-chairs. By the end of that first year, we asked some of the most prominent players who had been involved all along to become part of a leadership committee. And so we do have Deborah Biggs from NAMI. We have Sabrina Bonnet from the Department of Economic Development. She's a disabled veterans representative. We have Annie Bush, we have Chris Davis from CPO, and then we also have someone from the Greene County Health Department and a few other representatives from the League of Women Voters. So at this point, it is the leadership committee is a mixed group of people, and then our meetings are, you know, still open to the public, and anyone can come to our meetings. Another recent development is that we've decided to bring students from MSU into this effort because they are so savvy with social media and literally helping us network digitally. They are more savvy than many of us are. And there are students who are very interested in mental health issues as well. So the network is, you could say that part of it is being housed at the MSU Department of Psychology, or that's where a lot of the footwork is taking place right now.
It's a great opportunity for students, isn't it, to participate. Let's talk a little bit more about the event tomorrow night. Again, it's going to be Dr. C.J. Davis, the new president at Burl Behavioral Health. Could you tell us where and when, and is anybody invited? Can anybody come?
Yes, it is absolutely open to the public, and we would love to see a terrific turnout. If we don't have enough room, that's okay. But it is at the Springfield Art Museum. We will be gathering in the lobby at first for just a few refreshments as people arrive, because again, it is an election day. Then probably around 6:30, we will move into the community room, which is more of a traditional speaker venue. And we will let Dr. Davis tell us about his background, where he was educated, where he has worked. And most importantly, we'll get to hear his future for Burl Behavioral Health.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that we are able to let the community know of this opportunity. So Lisa, thank you for joining us today. It's been very informative. And we want to let people know that this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This is Lois Zier, your host this week. And this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.